Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Cervical cancer is a great example of how screening can save lives. Because of the pap smear, cervical cancer deaths decreased a lot in the U.S. Better treatments have increased survival rates, and now a vaccine can prevent it. But thousands of women still die from the disease every year. Now, researchers from Central South University in China have shown that something called photoacoustic imaging may be a faster, cheaper way to diagnose and stage cervical cancer. It works by being able to distinguish cancerous tissue from normal cells. The researchers say the test is non-invasive and can help doctors see cancers that current methods can't. They say more research is needed, but their work shows this technique has the potential to make better diagnoses to help save lives. Their work is published in the journal Biomedical Optics Express. And now let's talk about breast cancer. Mayo Clinic doctors discourage the use of a certain type of genetic testing that's been used to help guide tamoxifen therapy. They say studies on the gene called CYP2D6 have been flawed, and women who are thought to benefit from the drug may not. Here's Dr. Matthew Goetz from Mayo Clinic.
What we found was that up to 45% of breast cancers contain what's called loss of heterozygosity at the CYP2D6 gene. What does that mean? It means that if you use the tumor to genotype for CYP2D6, you get it wrong a substantial proportion of the time.
Now again, some women with deficiencies in this gene metabolize tamoxifen differently, making it less effective. Doctors say use of this gene testing to guide therapy should be carefully reconsidered. This was published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. And now, don't skip meals. You've likely heard that before, especially if you're trying to shed some pounds. Well, new research from the University of Eastern Finland shows kids who skip meals are more likely to have excess body fat and an increased cardiometabolic risk. This goes for kids as young as ages 6 or 8. And the more kids have sugary drinks, red meat, low-fat margarine, and not much vegetable oil, the more these risk factors increase. Plus, how they ate mattered. Eating fat, emotional overeating, and not feeling full when they should were also associated with higher body fat. The researchers say, based on their findings, sticking to regular meals seems to be key for preventing overweight and related diseases in childhood. And this was published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the International Journal of Obesity, and European Journal of Nutrition. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.